You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
This is Dylan White, and you're listening to the All Aboard Podcast. Remain seated, please. Permanecer sentados, por favor.
Like me. 10,000 years will give you such a crick in the neck.
Nice to be back, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, where are you from?
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of All Aboard the Disneyland Railroad. We are a Disneyland, bi-weekly Disneyland, you know what I mean, podcast in which we hop onto the railroad and it takes us to a different part of the Disneyland Resort. I am Jungle Cruiser in my redundant announcement at the beginning of every episode, sitting next to one of my co-hosts in crime. We don't have Hattie, guys. He is on assignment. He's getting married. He's on a wedding assignment.
A honeydew.
I'm sitting next to Yo-Ho Joe from Sacramento. What's up, man?
What's going on? How are you doing?
He did it. Yes.
I did it. You know what? Real quick, side tangent on the greeting. It is super official because... myself, and shout out to a good buddy, the Big Smooth. We do the Fresh Hops podcast, and we had a recent episode at a pirate-themed brewery here in Sacramento, and we joined the Mug Club. And so we have a piratey mug anytime we go and want to fill it up, and we get to choose a piratey name. So, of course, I'm Yo-Ho Joe, and that's on the mug. So,
and, oh, nice. You got to post that. You got to post that.
I will. We're going to next week or this weekend, so.
What did he go with?
He's still looking for a name, so.
Okay. Well, to help him come up with a pirate name.
Yeah, so right now, I think one of the finalists is a Scallywag Smooth.
There we go. Or a Swashbuckling Smooth. You gotta put Smooth in there somewhere. Yeah,
or Swashbuckling Smooth. So. But a little
Why is the rum gone?
Because we were here.
Why is the rum gone smooth?
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, I like it. So, side tangent, hey, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing good, doing good. Like I said, guys, Hattie is on wedding assignment, so he will not be joining us for this episode.
The top Since of the episode, I'm so far away from a wedding, I am here.
Never mind. Single rider. We had it on our Avengers Campus episode. We have a couple of new shout-outs from that episode. On Instagram, we have the_Disney_babes write, "We had the best time on opening day. Can't wait to go back next week." So, new ears. That's awesome. Appreciate that.
Yes, I like Disney babes.
We also have, from that same Instagram post, Star Stuff Travel write, "Just got back and we loved it." So... thanks for the new, comments, and we do love it. So I don't know what I'm trying to say there. We also have some shout outs from our Trader Sam's episode. We have Discord Apparel writes, "I used to take everyone here for their B-day to drink, and it would and their minds would be blown away." Why can't I read? One of my favorite places to drink. To drink, hands down.
Yes.
Agreed.
Totally agreed. And kind of shout out to my new brother-in-law, Ken. We were talking about the episode, and he was like, "Man, I remember you guys took us there, and there was like, it wasn't that crowded, but now it's like super crowded. Why'd you have to tell everybody on your podcast? Tell them to stop going." I'm like, I don't got that kind of reach, man. But yeah, that was a good time.
Same thing. We do. I'm kidding. Yes. Sasquatch79 writes, "Great episode. July 25th. Oh, man, that's my birthday. Wish I could join y'all at the Jungle Bird. Awesome, fun episode anyway."
Yes, happy belated birthday.
Yes, sir.
You get an extra train whistle.
Another engineer cousin Jenny writes, I'm so excited about this podcast. Let's see. It will be right up there with the bonus episode for the Sounds of Disneyland. Love the monorail impersonation and mini JC.
Yes, definitely.
And then we have Trader Sam's writes, a little smiley face with the hearts around it. So
the Trader Sam?
I think so. I think, let's see. Does he want to make a trade? Let's see. Let's see if we can get a boomerang. And
two heads for one of yours.
So we do appreciate you guys commenting on our Trader Sam's episode.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Now you have another shout out, right?
Sorry. Oh, no. Yeah. I was saying that was such a fun episode. That was a collaboration episode with my Tiki cast, which I haven't released yet because we're having another Disney themed event that's actually going on right now the rest of the week called at the Jungle Bird called it's a Disneyland pop-up, and they have a Disneyland themed drinks and food, and it's going super awesome. I will be grabbing videos and pictures when I'm there this Saturday the 31st. But I also want to give a big shout out to finally meeting our guest of that show, Skipper Christian. Him and Skipper Ramon from Trader Sam's, you guys heard them say that they're coming up here for a special guest bartending, and I was able to go there on Sunday, and man, it was packed. A lot of Disney fans, a lot of Tiki fans, a lot of mostly Disney that like aren't really in the Tiki scene, but they just saw Trader Sam's Skippers bartenders and they made it there, and they were busy the whole time. I grabbed some pictures and video and put it on the Tiki Cast Instagram. So if you want to check it out, go there, Disney Universe Tiki Cast on Instagram. And I gotta say hi to Christian real quick, and a super awesome guy. And it was a great episode, and can't wait to hopefully meet up with him real soon back at the Trader Sam's.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome that no matter how busy he was, he's got a time to take a picture, even no matter how quick it was. It was like,
yeah, super blurry.
I'm sorry, but
I was like, oh no, it came out blurry, but I just
kept. He was in action though. Got more shout outs here, guys. We got to shout out our engineers. So if you guys want to join to become an engineer, just go to patreon.com/allaboardpodcast. You guys can join all the fun, happy tiers. What do we call them last night? The happiest tiers on earth.
Happiest tiers on earth.
Get some cool swag, get some bonus episodes. It's just it's a fun place. It's where everything's happening, guys. Nice. We want to shout out Cousin Jenny, Bernie, Sasquatch, and Earl.
Bride-to-be, Earl.
Appreciate the bride-to-be, yes. Hurry back. No. Thank you guys for being just supportive of the show financially. We definitely appreciate that. And like I said, if you guys want to join to become an engineer, go to patreon.com/allaboardpodcast. One more shout out before we get on to the railroad, guys. We got the Discord apparel. So go check them out at www.dizcore.com. And Discord apparel on Instagram. They've got your guys' t-shirts. They've got the pins. You guys can go check them out on our link tree. And then they do have their own link in there to take you right to the website. And if you guys type in all aboard at checkout, you guys will get a 10% discount. That joke's never going to get old. But
never gets old.
Yeah. Do you want to say we appreciate them being, you know, part of our family. And just can't wait to keep working with them. So
so many good stuff coming in the near future.
Right So all right, guys, I'm gonna get on the railroad. You guys saw it in the description, we're gonna be talking about some Big Thunder Mountain.
We're gonna go on a faster train
which is one of my next to one of my favorite underrated attractions called the Shooting Explosion.
Never right, gets old either.
Never. All right, guys, so let's get on to the railroad to go board another railroad right now.
Your attention, please. The Disneyland Limited Now leaving for a grand circle tour of the Magic Kingdom.
What? Now then, hang on to them hats and glasses, because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Oh, everybody, the railroad got us over here to the other railroad, Big Thunder Mountain, safely. Hey, Yo-Ho Joe, you got any of the fun facts on the Big Thunder Mountain next to the shooting explosion?
Yes, sir, I definitely do. Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, it originally opened in 1979 and is the third mountain peak of the Disneyland Resort. And they call it the mountain range of thrill rides, which is pretty true. Let's see. There's many artifacts found throughout the queue, and they're authentic, real. So some of these artifacts include a century-old stamp mill, a hand-driven drill press, gears, picks, shovels, and other objects. And they're found in abandoned mines in Nevada, Colorado, Minnesota, and Wyoming, just to name a few. Plus swap meets, you know, you always find good stuff out there. Let's see. The rock spires of the Big Thunder Mountain were inspired by the hoodoos of Bryce Canyon National Park in Utah. And the tallest spire there is 104 feet tall. Since 1979, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad has carried more than 225 million guests. And that's a lot of people. So, this one's really cool. Out of all the Big Thunder Mountains, out of all the parks, each one has a different backstory, which is super cool.
How many are there? Obviously here in Florida, I don't know if there's
more. Yeah, so we got the Magic Kingdom in Florida, the one in Disneyland, Tokyo Disneyland, and Disneyland Paris.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. And, of course, this replaced the old Rainbow Cavern Mine Train through Nature's Wonderland, an opening day attraction, but you can still see Rainbow Ridge, the little town, at the end of the attraction before you get back off boarding. So, yep. And of course, this was one of Tony Baxter's. He's a Disney legend, one of the best known Imagineers of our young generation. And this was one of the first big projects that he headed. And, you know, then he went on to do Splash Mountain, Star Tours, the new Fantasyland back in 1983. And of course, the Indiana Jones Adventure.
Nice.
So, yeah. And another fun fact, because a lot of things are starting to tie into the SEA, the Society of Explorers and Adventurers. And so every time when they did the refurbishment, how long ago was it? I had it here, but I can't see it right now. But they added a little extra backstory, and one of the owners of the actual mining company is Barnabas T. Bouillon. And he's actually, if you see pictures of him, and he's a SEA member, it looks like Tony Baxter. And nice. So as you're riding the attraction, and at the end, after you go through the dinosaur bones and the water splashes, and you bank around Rainbow Ridge, if you look inside the bar, the saloon, you can actually see his portrait. And I read that when we were doing an SEA episode on DU. And so when we went last month, I'm like, oh, I got to see it. And you could clearly see the portrait. And if you know Tony Baxter, you could tell it's definitely him. So check it out next time you're on Big Thunder Mountain.
October. Hopefully that's I'm going to get on Big Thunder Mountain in October. That's one of the.
Yes.
That's a go-to. That's a go-to for sure.
But that's some of my main fun facts. I don't want to bore people to death because, you know, we like to talk about experiences rather than reading off Wikipedia. So let's
so, So there's nothing Arizona in this one, or is that in the Florida one? I thought there was an Arizona tie somewhere. No, that's maybe
not that I'm looking at right now.
Maybe I just wanted it to be, you know, because that's where I am.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like it. Obviously, the shooting explosion has Arizona in there.
And goats.
Just kidding.
And cactus.
But you know what doesn't have any Arizona in it? Fantasmic. That's all I'm going to say.
Bitter.
Nah, I'm not that bitter. I'm okay. All right. Before we get to our comments, we have our memorable moments. We have some listener comments from Instagram. We have the Disney babes again. They just wrote, "Oh wow, this shot is gorgeous," and that's on our Big Thunder Mountain Railroad post. It is a pretty good shot. It's got the red light kind of in the back with that the spire. You said that was about half the size of Guardians of the Galaxy, 104 feet, give or take half the size. But think about that. That means Guardians is like super tall.
But it just kind of shows you the perspective of how the Imagineers, just creativity, how they make something look so much taller than it really is.
Right. What do they call that? Forced perspective? May the forced something perspective like be with you or something like that? I don't know.
Something like that. Read that on a t-shirt.
let's see. Engineer Sasquatch 79 writes. Nope. Yep. One of my oldest Disney memories. My little girl loved this attraction. I think we rode it five plus times. Almost thought I was going to read that perfectly this time, but no. Such a smooth ride in comparison to the Matterhorn. I agree, yes. And I have a kind of a story about that. And I love the theme. I love the Old West because Sunday morning Clint movies, and a kid as a kid with my dad, as this takes me there. So it's Clint, that guy from Back to the Future.
Eastwood, Clint, what kind of stupid name is that?
Eastwood. So Clint Eastwood.
Eastwood Ravine. Real quick about the smoothness. That was actually one of the other fun facts that I didn't say, but it had an 18-month refurbishment because the track was really rickety. So the entire track was replaced. And so that's why it's such a smooth ride now. And a lot of that old track, majority of it was recycled steel.
Nice.
Fun fact.
One of my fun facts about it. No, I was there with a friend one time, and I really wanted to go on this attraction. I'm like, there's right now at this time of night, there's like almost nothing better. And he did not. I was the third wheel on this trip, I'll say that. And he wanted to go on it with me, but his significant other did not. And the reasoning was like the question, like, what? So the reasoning was that I want to go on Matterhorn instead of Big Thunder because Big Thunder is too jerky. And I'm like, that's not good reasoning. at all. Not even before the track was replaced.
Exactly.
Because Matterhorn's, it's always been like rickety and jerky, but you know, you get on it because it's amazing. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that wasn't a good reason. So,
I mean, at least say I want to ride the Matterhorn because of the old cuddle seats that aren't there no more. I mean,
right. I think back then they were, maybe not. I don't remember. I don't remember how long ago this was, but
yeah.
I could get that. But you know what? Big Thunder Mountain still has cuddle seats, if you will. Like, you're always sitting next to that person, no matter who they are.
Cuddle or squishy seats. Somebody's getting squished.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So that's at least one of mine. I have more, but I don't want to say them all at one time. But what do you have as memorable moments?
It's so hard to. I mean, I've been on this ever since I was a little kid. It's hard to really pinpoint some. Before that, if you time it right, though, this is one of the top places if you're in the queue to watch the fireworks, because they're right behind the spires. Mm-hmm. And they look amazing, and just everything lights up. And I would say this is probably a top three fireworks spot if you time it right. So including, you know, the castle or Main Street, that's number one. You can't go wrong with that. Galaxy's Edge is awesome for the fireworks. Behind the spires there in the Millennium Falcon, there's no music there, but just the visuals is pretty amazing. And of course, the queue of Big Thunder Mountain, and you hear the music because they're playing it around the Rivers of America because they're doing the projections of the the fireworks.
Okay.
So go ahead.
I was going to say, would you also put Storybook up there as possibly even number one if you get in the middle of the every
if lagoon. I was able to see it, I'm just not listening because I haven't experienced it.
Yeah.
So, and from the story you've told of one of your friends or past guests, that's pretty amazing. So I would have, if I had experienced something like that, I would totally throw that in there. But yeah.
Yeah. Pirate Wheels.
I just want. Yeah.
he told that story. Yeah. And that was actually, yeah, he was one of the OGs on the app with us way back when, 2012, 2013 yeah. time. Yeah. Dang, those were awesome times, man.
And again, kind of listing off a few stuff before, like memorable times. This is probably one of the best roller coasters to go on based on your age. So if you're a young kid and you're still kind of like, I'm not sure, if you ride in the front, this is a very boring, slow attraction, compared to Space Mountain, Matterhorn, some of the other thrills. But if you can kind of grade it. So the older you get, if you go further back, this is one of the fastest, whiplash, craziest roller coasters in the whole Disneyland resort. So I think it's a good way kind of like to based on your age and thrill level to where you go. I always want to sit in the back because I want the fastest experience. But anyways,
I was going to say my intro. I think it was my intro to roller coasters when I was about five.
And yeah.
It was 100 miles an hour when I was five. It was awesome.
Yeah, exactly. And but one of the most memorable moments, and I believe I was on this with my niece, and it was not too long ago, maybe 5 to 7 years ago. And so we're on there, and as we're about to get off, by the exit, that's where the plaids bring, either if you're on a wheelchair or if you're right. with mm-hmm. a celebrity. And so we're looking and we see somebody and we really recognize it was Ken Jeong from The Hangover, from Community, and numerous stuff. So me and my niece were like, oh my God, is that him? And it was. He had his hat on backwards and they didn't do like the hey, when we saw Josh Gad, hey Josh Gad, we just kind of walked by him and look, but we waited at the end of the exit for them to come off. And that's when I grabbed a picture of him walking with a plaid and his family. I was going to say hi, but celebrities never look the happiest when they're at Disneyland, even if they're with a plaid. I know certain ones are like, oh, yeah, totally here. You can take a picture. But, yeah, he looked kind of like he didn't want to be bothered. So, but I got a picture.
It'd be funny if you got off the attraction and you're walking past him and you're like, but did you die?
But did you die? I got so many other quotes, but it's not appropriate for the show. So
I know. I was trying to choose,
Yeah.
Wise but no, that was enough.
So it has nothing to do with the experience of the ride, but
it does though.
Just one of the, yeah.
That to me does like when you little different things like that is like, hey, it's memorable. It's like, hey, I saw a celebrity,
Yeah.
With a flannel or whatever.
And I still remember it. So. And for the longest time before Galaxy's Edge opened, this was one of the best views of the just getting a peek of a little bit of Galaxy's Edge when you're going by the goat. And so everybody would be like, hey, Star Wars Land, Star Wars Land. And so it's funny because there's a very, very little air parts of Galaxy's Edge where you can see outside. And if you're walking in the queue of a Smuggler's Run, you can actually see Big Thunder Mountain. So I'm like, hey, look, it's Big Thunder Mountain. And kind of shout out to my friend Amy. She's got a hat or a shirt and it's of the goat with a dynamite in his mouth. But instead of a dynamite, it's a lightsaber.
Nice.
I'm like, that is rad. I need to get that shirt. So
because of the view from Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
Because I did notice that. It's like when you get into Galaxy's Edge, speaking of which, side tangent, you don't feel like you're at Disneyland, but you can't see outside except that one spot you're talking about where you can see that spire. You're like, eh. What are you going to do? It still looks awesome.
Exactly.
It's like, we got to. So,
but yeah, just riding it and seeing Galaxy's Edge for like 3-4 years was like super cool.
Yeah. So. There is something I do. I don't know. A couple things that I do each time I'm on the attraction is one, I don't know if you do this or not, but like when you're sitting in a group of like four, you're behind, even if you're in front of somebody that when you go to the waterfalls, when you're going up, you get the little water, you like splash it on the person you're with. You do that, right? It's like, who doesn't do that? It's fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, when someone figures it out and does it to you, you're like, oh, okay, you got me.
Well, you know what? Sometimes if it's hot enough, I'll do it to myself.
Right. Exactly.
Because there are those times.
And then something else I always do, I don't know what it is, but I always try to touch like the trees and the walls as I'm going by them while the ride is going. It's like, yeah, one day I'm going to lose a limb, but you know what? I try every time, and I have touched the trees. You can touch them. I think you can actually touch part of the mountain too, a certain part. I don't full on like try to grab it and break my arm, but you know, the little graze, you're like, yeah, I did it. You know,
but, yeah, I never thought about that. I want to try to high five one of those possums spinning on the branch.
Something like, you can definitely touch the trees. Like, you can do it. And that ride doesn't have one of those alarm systems that, you know, tells you to sit down or keep your hands in. Yeah. Like, I mean, you're outside. How are they going to do it?
Who exactly knows?
But they haven't yet. I don't know. But definitely another memorable one is getting on with Mini JC. And I don't think I mentioned it on the first run of this, but her cousin got on it for the first time when he was like 4, maybe. And she saw a video of that. I saw a video of that on Instagram, and I'm like, okay, he's tall enough. So next time we take Mini JC, we're going to get her on there. And we did. And I did that after Space Mountain. Space Mountain scared the heck out of me with her. It just is, you know, it was almost exactly 36 inches, and don't do it, you know, just because you can. Yeah. Don't. It's not recommended. Not by JC over here. But so then when I took her on Big Thunder Mountain, it was that much sweeter because it's not as crazy of a ride, of an attraction, but also you can see what's going on 100%. Yeah. Whereas Space, you can't see anything. So I think that particular ride with her was like, man, this is amazing. And she loved it. Of course, was like, I want to go out again 10 times, you know.
She's either gripping on your arm or gripping on the lap bar, but you can see it.
Right. Exactly. And I had the most peace of mind ever just because I already experienced some trauma over the, and she was fine after Space Mountain. It was just my own, like, what did I do to my daughter? You know, so it's a scary moment. But obviously Space isn't crazy for a grown adult, but for a 3-year-old, yeah, scary, scary ride.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, those are my, at least right now anyway. I know, like you said, you've been on the attraction a million times, and you know, just some of them do stand out. Some of them kind of don't, I guess.
Yeah, and actually, one thing that did stand out is one of the big parts of the refurbishment was the updated dynamite room.
Right.
And so when you're going up the last little climb and you're in the cave, you see the fuses and everything's lit up, kind of going up. Then it would hit the dynamite, and it would just be like, boom, 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 and a little bit of smoke. They've updated it now since the park is opened.
Okay.
It's so the fuse, I'm like, this looks different and a lot more. It's a bigger explosion and a bigger flash and a lot more smoke and a lot more projection mapping on the rocks. And yeah, I noticed that right away, and I've seen a few videos just to make sure I wasn't crazy. And yeah, they totally updated the dynamite at the end. It looks nice. Super cool.
And I think that goes back to earlier in the episode you mentioned sitting in the back or the middle, you see that better. If you're in the front, you kind of miss it still, or did they update that too?
I don't know, because we were kind of in the middle. So.
Yeah. I did notice that. I think when I first wrote it all those years ago, when they did that, I kind of missed it. And then I wrote it again. You're in the middle towards the back.
Yeah.
You just see it better. You know?
Yeah. Again, this is not really ride related, but it's still I don't know. I love taking pictures, and I love seeing if you're walking from like the Haunted Mansion towards Frontierland or Adventureland, you're going around the rivers of America. There's nothing more beautiful than seeing the Mark Twain docked with the Big Thunder Mountain right behind it, especially like around, you know, 5:30, 6 o'clock, kind of that dusk time with the way the lighting is. That is one of my favorite visuals, at Disneyland, is just seeing that. And another time, it's funny, these are just like popping up as I'm going. I did one run Disney event, and it was the inaugural 5K Avengers run. And so it's super early in the morning, and so I'm running around Big Thunder Mountain at sunrise, and just seeing the sun rising behind the spires.
Nice.
It's one of those things, again, it's just like, oh man, you know, it's something you'll never forget, because you don't see that visual very often.
Right, right.
And so yeah. it was really cool.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I love this ride.
Yep. Big Thunder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. Like I said, cause it was my intro and it went a million miles an hour. I said 100 earlier. Either way. But it's never going to be
the wildest ride in the wilderness.
It definitely is, man. Because when we were there when I was five, we went for, I think it was a 2-day park, not Hopper, but just a 2-day at the park back then. And I don't think we got on it the first day. And then we got on it the second day. And I was like, what is this amazing? I called it a ride back then. It's an attraction. Yeah, no,
it's an attraction. When I was or if five, you watch the like, Beyond the Attraction, they're calling them, what'd they call it? Never mind. I'm just totally messing it up. Watch Beyond the Attraction. You'll know what I'm talking about.
Okay, I will. But yeah, like you said, amazing.
Thrill ride. That.
Oh, it definitely is. It's
not a roller coaster. It's a thrill ride.
This would be an e-ticket, no? Imagine e-ticket, easy. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I never experienced them, and I do have an e-ticket. I don't know if it says Big Thunder Mountain on it. I should read that. But definitely e-ticket. But that's all I had on the Big Thunder Mountain, and we didn't have many guest listener interactions. So if you do have any other comments on it, let us know. We'll read those. But we do before we get out of here. Sorry, I almost missed this. We do have a recording, from Disney Girl Sherlock 94. I apologize. I don't know why I almost missed that earlier. But I know. I'm glad I didn't either. It's like, so yeah, let's go play that really quick.
Thunder Mountain is one of my favorite rides at Disneyland and a must do for me when I go. One memory that I have is actually at Walt Disney World at the Magic Kingdom. When I went with my family, we wanted to go on it all day, but it was closed. So when we finally did get to go on it, the wait time said 80 minutes, but we went anyways, and the line ended up being only 20 minutes.
Well, yeah, definitely a must ride, and definitely I think Disney does that sometimes where they're like, oh, 80 minutes, 20 minutes. And you're just like, now they're the heroes, you know?
So do not always pay attention to the app, because I've gone on plenty of attractions that say 60 or 50, and it's like, dude, that was barely 20 minutes. And it's funny. It's always around 20, 25 minutes.
Right.
Yes, that was smart of you guys for, you know, trusting your own gut and checking it anyway. So great message. Yeah.
Right. Yep. Yeah. So did you have anything else before we get out of here?
Yeah. And again, this isn't officially attraction or ride experience, but I brought it up plenty of times. A couple years ago, Disney teamed up with Marvel and did a series of comics called Disney Kingdoms. And one of the comic stories was they're usually about five issues, give or take, for one big story. And they had one for Big Thunder Mountain. And it was a fun comic. It was funny because, like, I got the first the first issue, and then I went back for the second one. They were supposed to come out on a comic book day, which is Wednesdays. And I'm like, oh, did it not come out? I'm like, no, we got a few of them in. And I'm looking, you know, usually where the new comics are, and they didn't have it. But they wound up putting it where the kid comics were because they saw Disney. And they figured, oh, I'll be kidding. I'm like, no, this isn't it's not a kid comic because it's had a little, I mean, even for a Disney comic, it had, you know, a little minor language and stuff. But I told him, like, no, this isn't a kid comic. It's a Western it's a straight up Western, and it ties in the SEA and the backstory of Rainbow Ridge and everything. And so if you get a chance, Amazon has the, I don't want to say graphic novel, but like the all five stories in one hardcover. It's only like $15. It is a fun read if you're a Disneyland fan, a Big Thunder Mountain fan. You just want a little bit more backstory to it. Check it out. It is super awesome. And
yeah. I was going to ask you where to find it, but you just said, so that's awesome.
Yeah. Always check Amazon.
when you said that, I was like, Captain America would be like, language. So yes. Put that in a different section, sir.
Exactly. Awesome. Put it in the real section. But and it's just Disney Kingdom's Big Thunder Mountain. So very cool story.
That's awesome. I'm going to definitely check that out. So Yeah, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. We're going to park the railroad back on Main Street, which I know I don't say that every episode, but I need to.
We're going to get a transfer and get on the slower train.
Basically, we're going to go for the fast train to the slow train. But before we do, I got a real quick, just a honorable mention shout out from 88 Miles Per Hour Podcast, which we had them on the show before. Yes. Actually, we haven't had them on our show. We were on their show. I apologize. Don't want to mess that up. But we were on their show, and we want to have them on our show soon. But they recently posted the Zoetrope from the animation building in California Adventure.
Oh, nice.
I missed that thing. You know, he was asking if it was still there. And I just general to the general public. And I responded with that thing was amazing. Sadly, unfortunately, it's not there anymore. I didn't get into the details of why, you know, that's for a different Arendelle time.
But they froze it.
They froze it. They froze it out. But I just wanted to give you a real quick honorable shout out. So,
yes.
Now.
Cool guys. Cool guys.
When I just said that, well, let's go park it back on Main Street because obviously we stole their whole tagline and all that. You guys know the
story. No, you stole it. I had nothing to do with it. I'm just here for the ride.
I straight up did. hey, credit where credit's due, okay?
Exactly. But, they appreciate it. Yeah. They for sure appreciate it. So.
Got our engineers. You want to thank one more time. We have you go to patreon.com/allaboardpodcast. Become an engineer. We want to thank Cousin Jenny, Sasquatch, Bernie, and Earl. Speaking of Bernie, though.
Yes, I got a random message, and I thought it was really cool because I think on one of our past episodes, when we were talking about Avengers Campus, right. One thing I mentioned was there was a hack I found out about the boarding passes, because either start your day at Disneyland or start your day at DCA, so you can only get one boarding pass in the morning. But the hack is if you get an early enough boarding pass for one of those attractions, when they open them up, if you ride either one of said attractions, Web Slingers or Rise of the Resistance, if you get it, your ticket scanned before noon, you're able to get whatever attraction at the other park. And so we did get that. We were 4 for 4, 2 for 2 for each attraction. So she actually messaged me. So I just want to give a shout out. I thought it was really cool because, you know, we get excited about stuff like this as Disneyland fans. So, yeah. So she's just... I just want to close the loop on this one, and I apologize for my panicked outreach, but I was able to join the boarding groups for Rise of the Resistance and Web Slingers, and she vouched for it. I found some threads on Reddit that explained it in detail, and it worked. And so it's basically what we said. So, and I was unable to get the 7 a.m. boarding pass for Rise both days, but it was successful at the noon attempts. So very awesome. And and I said one of the best, if you're with somebody, only have one person focus on trying to get the ticket instead of having like everybody scatter, but have somebody that has a smartwatch, whether it's Samsung, Fossil, you know, an Apple Watch, but those are exact times, official times, whatever from the timekeepers or the TVA, whatever, stick it with Marvel. But, and I was following the second hand and counting down from 30 seconds to 15 to 5 to 3, 4. And then hit it, punch it. And every time I've used my watch in either myself, Udi, Ryan, we've always got nothing higher than like 50 on whatever boarding group. So
nice.
Right. Have somebody with a smartwatch for sure.
My wife has one of those, so I'll have her help me do that.
And Bernie, thanks for reaching out. I was really excited. We kind of conversed a little bit on it, but I was just reading the first one.
Nice. So.
Very
nice,
cool.
Nice. Awesome.
She loved both attractions. It was her first time on both of them. So.
Oh, really? Oh, nice. I mean, that'll be my first time on both as well when I go. Yeah. So that's awesome. We also want to thank Discord Apparel for being part of the family. So go check them out at www.dizcore.com. That's Discord, www.discord.com. Or Discord Apparel on Instagram. You can find them through the All Aboard link tree, and it'll take you right there. Go shopping, and then on checkout, type in All Aboard, all one word, and get a 10% discount. And I was going to say, tell them all aboard sent you, but that was Space Mountaineer's old job with the app. We're going to go park the railroad back on Main Street. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. We don't know what we're going to be talking about, but it'll be something.
And real quick, sticking with Discord, they're starting to get to certain events in the Southern California, LA area. So definitely pay attention to their Instagram. They're going to be at a, they're just at recent one. I was looking at the date wrong, but pay attention to their Instagram and they'll let you know where they're going to be. And you can get some of their designs in person. I know they got some pins coming out really soon too. So
right, nice, yeah, awesome. Thanks for bringing that up because we shared that on our page. So, yeah. All right, guys, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks, and I think that'll be after Yoho Joe and I's birthday. So, August 8th. Just we're gonna shout that.
Yeah, so my Amazon wish list was... No,
yeah, Amazon wish list is up there, you guys. You guys could just say hi to us. August 8th, just say hi to us. That's all we ask for. I mean, I don't know. What do you think? Anyway, we'll see you guys.
I will say hi back.
We will definitely say hi back. Okay, bye for now. Ta-ta for now.
Life is your restaurant. Life is your restaurant.